DCG tries to complete the sweep over Indianola, and the Indians trying to salvage a split. Tries to go up and under, finds Wilmot underneath. Shot fake is up, and Charlie Wilmot picks up right where he left off against the Mustangs. Heimbaugh splits the defense. Over to Kingery, right wing, three-pointer. Knocks it down, and Drew Kingery puts Indianola up 4-15-11. Almost lost it, went to his knees. Over to Kingery, 3 seconds, baseline jumper. Knocks it down, and Drew Kingery with a good shot. He's got 7, and that does it for quarter number one. Dre over to Naylor. Back up top, Dre, hand in his face, 3 is up, knocks it down, and Braden Dre with the triple gets Indianola their biggest lead of the night at 7, 23-16. Yeah, goes into the corner, Naylor dribbles baseline, finds a cutting Heimbaugh, layup is up and in, and what a pass from Cooper Naylor, finds Dakota Heimbaugh, and the lead is back up to 7. Kingery, corner 3 is up, knocks it down, and Drew Kingery's up to 10, and the lead is 10, 30-20. Minute 10 to go in the quarter, Heimbaugh, corner 3 is up, knocks it down! Dakota Heimbaugh with 5 off the bench, and the Indians lead by 14. Dribbles right, out to Heimbaugh, wide open for 3. Back-to-back 3's up, back-to-back 3's down! And the Indians have blown it up, and they lead 37-20 with 40 seconds to go in the first half. Over to Kingery, 1 second, Kingery slams it home at the buzzer! And Rick Wilson is still walking it out as we head to halftime! 39-21, Indianola leading DCG, as DCG is going to put up a shot at the buzzer, does not fall, and Indianola defeats DCG 79-49 to salvage the split. What a contest, what a game. Indianola High School Basketball on the one to count on for today's local sports coverage, 94.3 KNIA. Top 6 matchup to begin the night. Rick could not be more excited for Indianola at Grinnell. Dribbling left, splits the defense straight to the hoop, and Naughton finishes. She's got 8 in the first quarter. Indianola ends on a big 6-0 run. It's tied at 11 in the
first.
Now
she drives inside into the corner for Blake. Open for 3. She takes it, and she makes it, and Lauren Blake's got all 5 for the Indians as she knocks it down.
Bishop gets it over to Naughton, straight to the hoop. Layup is up and in, and Indianola leads 18-15. Naughton grabs it over left side. Blake, wide open for 3. Knocks it down, and Lauren Blake with the triple, and puts Indianola up 31-26. Dribbling left side, gets a screen into the corner. Bishop, three-pointer. Knocks it down, and Mara Bishop has 4, and Indianola's on a 6-0 run. They lead 34-26, their biggest lead of the night. Gets a screen left from Johnston. Into the corner, Ortland up top, Blake, three-pointer. Off the side, no, but Naughton's there for an offensive rebound. Back up to Blake. She'll take another one. Knocks it down. You can't give her 2 opportunities. And Blake makes some pay, and it's a 9-point lead. Looking for Blake down low. They get it to on the block. Great pass. Great look. Layup is up and in. And Laura Blake's got 8 in the third. Blake dribbles into the corner. Ortland, she tries her chance at a 3, and she knocks it down. Rebound picked up by Jill Smith, and that will do it as Indianola is going to win and sweep Grinnell 52-47.